It was just Friday. What happened? Life happened. Here we are back again at work Monday morning. Don't you hate when that happens? It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, your daily distraction from getting things done at the office or elsewhere. It's Dave. Welcome, welcome. October 7th is upon us. The Eagles with a big win down at the Link yesterday. We made fun of our current intern mercilessly for being a Jets fan. Our car calendar is back. Do you got a cool classic car? Well, we want to see it. Perhaps you'll be featured in one of the many months for 2020. We shared four random facts with Cindy Graham, poured out some cream for song stories. Unfortunately, Ginger Baker passed away over the weekend, so we featured him strongly in that. And Apple, the company, not the fruit, turned somebody gay, and he's suing over it. Our musicologist buddy Chris Epting stopped by to break down center field, and we thin the herd of human stupidity as always on a Monday morning. So here, have a listen to all of that right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
A lot cooler yesterday, everywhere but the Eagles game. Yeah. That was... I can honestly say I have never been bored by an Eagles game like I was yesterday. That's for sure. I've been bored by Eagles games before. Usually it's a loss. Yeah. I've never been this bored by a win.
Yeah, it's nice to be bored, though.
Yeah, the Jets stress-free. The Jets are so bad.
They really are.
I was saying to John that the kid that they had starting quarterback, Luke Falk, didn't see a single first-team rep until, like, Friday.
Friday was the first time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You knew the chance of Darnold playing were very slim. You just threw a kid out there. Good luck. It's like getting a kid out of the stands and saying, go play quarterback.
Well, maybe they figured they were going to lose no matter who was in that position.
True.
So, it could be. Tank.
You know, I spent more time watching. Usually it's the other way around. I spent more time watching Red Zone and switching over to the Eagles. Usually it's the other way.
Right.
Watching the Eagles, and, you know, commercials come on, I'll go to Red Zone. Yeah. I stayed on Red Zone for most of the day, right? And every once in a while, I wonder if anything new happened. Because nothing was happening with the Eagles in Red Zone, right?
Yeah, right. They'd show a touchdown every once in a while.
Right.
I was on Red Zone a lot as well, following along with the parlay that I had going on, a four-teamer that I lost by half a point.
Yeah. I was gonna bitch today,
Baltimore,
but I can't because Steve missed out on $200 by a half a stinking point.
That's where my sizzly went.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. A half a point took away my sizzly this morning?
Yeah, the Ravens needed to cover 3.5, and they only won by 3.
I've always hated that team.
The John Bell. A podcast. John DeBella.
Well, we've been waiting to find out if it was going to happen this year. And this year it's finally happening. And it sounds like we have a plan, to tell you the truth. This year it's coming back. The 2020 Classic Car Calendar, the John DeBella Show Classic Car Calendar. You can be part of it. And here's my advice. Send the best picture you've got. You know, take the background into consideration. All of that is going to impress the judges. Last year, right, we got over 845 entries.
Wow, I didn't know it was that many.
That got narrowed down to 87, which had to be narrowed down to 12. All right, so there's a lot of people taking part in this. Of course, if your car has already made the calendar, you are out of the running unless you have another car to enter. And all you got to do to enter is send a picture of your car to cars@wmgk.com. You can put cars in the subject line as well, but cars@wmgk.com. And this will go on for a few weeks until we narrow it down. We'll find our 12, and then I set you up in an appointment with our professional photographer. And the next thing you know, you are part of a calendar. This is being brought to us by Cadillac and Chevrolet of Turnersville and everybody here at WMGK. So once again, the address is cars@wmgk.com. Send us a shot of your classic car, and we'll put it in our classic car calendar if it makes the final cut.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
All right, well, it's a Monday morning, and to help you get through your week, here are your facts.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, get us started, Cindy.
Okay, plastic surgery has nothing to do with the materials used. Plastic is from the Greek word
plasticos, which means to mold or to form.
Do you have any plasticos in you?
I do not.
Okay, I'm just curious. Right. Steve?
Well, American Idol once made a huge joke of the terrible audition from William Hung. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, how can you forget William Hung?
Yeah, well, his debut album called Inspiration sold more copies than the debuts of 5 of the 15 people who won during the show's original run.
I love that.
Dave?
It's fitting that I'm reading this one. Your nose is always in your line of sight. Your brain is just ignoring it. In my case, really ignoring it.
And lastly this morning, the phrase blowing smoke up your ass comes from the late 1700s when doctors would give tobacco enemas to drowning victims to resuscitate them.
Oh, my God.
Who said, you know what? He's not breathing. Blow smoke up his ass. That should work. Okay, good, Steve. Very good. All right. Classic rock. 102.9 MGK. I think he's coming around. Oh, wait, he's blowing smoke back out. Oh, wait, that wasn't smoke.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
Oh, yeah.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to you by the Philly Pops. The Philly Pops rocks Abbey Road. PhillyPops.org/Beatles for details. If you have not heard the sad news, Ginger Baker died yesterday. Yeah. He was 80 years old. There's no official cause of death other than the incredibly drug-filled life that he led. But he had been critically ill for a few weeks. He struggled with heart, lung, and back issues over the past few years. His family said, "We are sad to say that Ginger has passed away peacefully. Thank you for your kind words to all of us over the past few weeks." And I wanted to get to a song that was referred to as the riff heard round the world. And that, of course, is "A Sunshine of Your Love." Jack Bruce was cranking out songs like crazy in the early Cream days, just one after another after another. And one day he walks in with this song, and Ginger feels that he deserved more credit about this song because he changed something in it drastically.
He came up with this riff. It went like this. Like, "I Feel Free." It was the same sort of thing, you know. And I said, "No, man, it's miles too fast. Why don't you slow it down?" And then I put that backwards sing on it, and then Eric come up with the calls for the middle bit. That backwards sing, that's an African approach to playing time as opposed to the Western approach. It works incredibly well on Sunshine.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
I'm not sure if courts can do this. Can courts say, I'm sorry, that's too stupid. We're not going to let you into court with that.
You know, I would hope so, in a perfect world.
There's a guy named D. Razumilov, right? And he's suing Apple because he claims his iPhone turned him gay.
Go on.
All right. He says a cryptocurrency app got him mired in same-sex relationships, and he's looking for $15,000 in damages. That's all that gay costs. Right?
Wow.
You know. So according to Razumilov, I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but he received 69 gay coins from a cryptocurrency app that came in a note that translated to "Don't judge without trying." So he did.
Wow.
Fast forward 2 months later, he's got a steady boyfriend, but he doesn't know how to tell his parents, and he can't get out of his man love trap, right? And he says Apple pushed him towards homosexuality. Good luck in proving that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
He's an author. He's a musicologist. He's the man who gave us the book "If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow," 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 1970s. Chris Epting is here once again. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing damn fine. So, you know, with baseball season winding down, just in time to get John Fogerty center field on the air. What can you tell us about this song?
You know, it's one of these baseball tunes. You and I talked about Glory Days by Springsteen not too long ago. Once in a while, a song comes along that really becomes sort of part of the baseball fabric. And this was the first one, you know. It was funny, when Fogerty left Creedence in 72, this was his first hit after that. It took years. It took into the early 1980s for this to happen. And Fogerty grew up, he wasn't a baseball player up in Northern California, but he loved listening to baseball on the radio. So it was kind of in his blood. He plays all the instruments on this track. And this song becomes so big that he becomes the first musician honored by the Baseball Hall of Fame. It had never happened before where a guy was essentially inducted for a piece of music that he wrote. Even Jack Norworth, who wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game, did not achieve that honor.
Wow! I mean, because there's so many. There are a lot of baseball songs, you know, and
yeah,
going back in time like Jolting Joe DiMaggio and stuff like that.
Right, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball?
Right.
Lots of them, but this one, I think because it was tied into the MTV generation, you know, it was a bigger deal, and it brought baseball to people that maybe didn't know that much about baseball, you know, because it was the video was so popular and everything. But what I love about it is there is some sort of built-in baseball homage going on in there. The line, "It's gone, you can tell that one goodbye," that's from a catchphrase of the baseball announcer Lon Simmons, who called the San Francisco Giants games, which is where Fogerty grew up, and he would often say "tell it goodbye" when the Giants hit a home run. So Fogerty acknowledges that catchphrase in the song.
Okay.
And also, Fogerty, you know, one of his heroes is Chuck Berry, one of his musical heroes, and there's a line in the Fogerty tune, "rounding third, he was heading for home, it was a brown-eyed handsome man." Well, that line is lifted from the Chuck Berry song, "Brown-Eyed Handsome Man." So Fogerty does some cool little tricks in there, acknowledging his musical hero, a baseball hero, and I think that makes it a little bit extra special tune.
What I find shocking is that he didn't get sued by Chuck Berry's people for using "Brown Eyed Handsome Man," because they sued John Lennon for "Here Comes Old Flat Top."
And Berry did that a number of times. I mean, he was like super sensitive and super shrewd when it came to holding people accountable for a lyric.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good question, but no, that it never happened. Maybe there's only so much you can sue for. Maybe he tried and didn't succeed, which would be my guess.
All right.
But he did get away with it, and again, the song remains today. There isn't a ballpark you can go to in this country at some point that does not crank this thing up. And so Fogerty, again, not being a baseball player himself, did give baseball one of its undeniable classic songs.
Well, I mean, every baseball stadium in the country has a button that the keyboard player can hit that will do that
alone. That alone, along with the "We Will Rock You" clap,
right,
those are the two like stadium claps that will be played long after we're all gone.
Yeah,
you're right. That piece of the song is definitely iconic, and like you say, every baseball stadium in the country plays it, majors and minors alike.
All right, well, let's get the claps to going. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Here's Fogerty.
The John Bell podcast. John DeBella.
In the herd. In the herd.
You know, you don't have to be an idiot because your parents named you Billy Bob, but for some reason we only hear about the dumb ones. A 59-year-old guy near Dallas named Billy Bob Hall recently decided to turn himself into the police for violating his parole, but he was nervous about going back to jail, so he decided to get drunk before he did it. He chugged 7 Budweisers and then built up the courage to go to the police station, and it turned out that the cops weren't looking for him at all. It's not clear why he thought he violated his parole. There weren't any warrants out, so he didn't have to, so they had to let him go. Except he was so drunk that they determined he was a danger to himself and others, and he was arrested for public intoxication. And apparently that had violated his parole, now he's back in jail.
In the herd.
Steve?
All right, let's talk prostitution.
Okay, sure.
A 50-year-old woman named Pamela Landry is a prostitute, and I also believe she was a character in The Bourne Supremacy. Well, she's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she went to a motel yesterday to meet a 61-year-old man named Michael Pratt. Mike had agreed to pay her with money and with crack. But after they finished up, he was mad at her, and he demanded a refund because she did not provide the requested services. He wouldn't let her leave the motel room, so Pam called the cops. He was arrested for solicitation, and she was arrested for prostitution and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Nice. There you go, Pam.
In the herd.
I can't believe you remembered Pam Landry.
Think it's Pamela Landy. So no,
is it Landy?
Yeah, Landy. I think so. Landy. Whatever, okay. Close enough, guys.
Yeah, I was thinking Angela Lansbury myself. Anyway, some people...
And she's got a terrible crack problem.
Horrible.
And does she put out?
Dirty. Some people spice up their bean dip with jalapenos or chili pepper. Others might use, a roasted garlic or a curry powder. Cassandra Medina Hernandez decided to kick hers up a notch with meth.
What?
Yes, with meth. Despite everybody knows it goes better with queso, she went with bean dip and served it to a coworker at her local grocery store deli, who then started to feel, quote, ill, and went to the local hospital where they determined, yes, indeed, sir, that is meth in your belly with the bean dip. Cops arrested her, and bail is set at $500,000.
Oh, my God.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, you got to take a long, hard look at your life if you're going into a life-or-death battle with people over trash. These aren't homeless guys. These are guys with homes and cars, and they've had a battle over trash. Listen to this. Todd Beavers, there's a name you want to go through life with. Todd Beavers had gone on a jog around his neighborhood, and when he spotted a big pile of trash outside a vacant home, he decided to poke through and see if there was any good trash for him to take back home with him. Well, it just so happened that a guy named Curtis Miller was also digging through the trash. Todd wound up taking a utility cart from the pile, and Curtis was upset because he felt that since he had gotten to the pile first, he had the ability to claim the best trash. So he followed Todd home, grabbed a samurai sword out of his car, and swung it at Todd as he tried to take the cart back. Someone identified Curtis, and he was just arrested for attempted murder.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.